Think of a song you really love.
Don't you want to know why you love it so much?
Well, we can't answer that.
No, but we can deep dive into it anyway.
Unless we get too sidetracked.
We're the Never Mind the Music podcast.
One musician.
And one psychologist.
Talking about iconic songs. The musical tricks that blow our minds.
And what they show us about our minds.
Join us each week as we pick apart everything from TLC to Weezer.
And from Billie Eilish to Bruno Mars, with plenty of distractions in between.
Check out Never Mind the Music, wherever you get your podcasts.
Engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You know, Mark, if you want to sound smart, you should use the word modulation instead of key change.
Well said, Nicole. You win. No, that's you're exactly right. Listeners, accept my apology. I do very much want to sound smart. Hi, I'm Mark.
And I'm Nicole.
And this is Never Mind the Music. Nicole, what's the deal with the name Ace of Base?
I don't know. I hear Ace of Base and it's immediately the early 90s. And I'm like tight rolling my jeans and like at awkward boy girl dances.
So I get it. Ace of Base. Apparently, by the way, I don't know if you know, one of the guys in the band was inspired by Motorhead's song Ace of Spades. Do
okay.
you know Motorhead? That is literally the opposite of this style of
Motorhead.
Music. No, no, that's Night Ranger. Night Ranger.
Motorhead. Oh, yeah.
Da, 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 da.
The Motorhead. Watch a price for flight.
Sister Christian?
Sister
what is
Christian.
That song?
Yes, that's it.
That is not Motorhead.
No?
No, Nicole, that's Motorin. That is Night Ranger, Sister Christian. No, I'm talking about Motorhead, the speed metal band, you know, with Lemmy, the awesome bassist and lead vocalist.
I don't know that.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that sounds like this. Totally different conversation.
There is nothing I like about that song.
Oh, my God. You are alienating so many. Okay, all right.
Come
Anyways.
At me.
All right. Don't get too worked up. Don't get too worked up, Mark. All right, moving on. Take it on faith. Ace of Base is a tribute to the song Ace of Spades by the band Motorhead.
Well, they're stylistically
now,
very different.
I don't have any problem with that. I have a problem with the word bass. This is dance music. This is Euro reggae pop. Why did they spell bass, B-A-S-E, instead of bass like the bass instrument?
Oh,
I say why, but I actually know the answer why. It's like, oh, the recording studio is our home base. And I'm like, no, you have the opportunity to make it Ace of Base, B-A-S-S. And it feels like a missed opportunity to me.
You feel like that's what it should have been. Ace of Base.
Ace of Base. Right. Ace of Spades, Ace of Base. In any case, we're here to talk about The Sign by Ace of Base. All right, so this song, legendary, of course, 1993. This album, The Sign, had three top 10 hits. This one's a number one. All That She Wants is a number two. Don't Turn Around is number four.
They really struck a chord. That was a music joke.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I could tell.
Yeah, so funny.
The silence was deliberate silence.
So I know that you're going to talk a lot about like Ace of Base and like how all of this like music matters to us and like how we should care about it. And I'm in for that conversation, but
or at least pretend to care about it while co-hosting a podcast.
It sounds great. I'm in. But like before we do that, can we just like talk about psychological spirituality for like can you give me like 5 minutes?
Maybe
that was
no.
That was one of those rhetorical questions.
Okay.
That I'm just going to do.
We're doing
anyway.
We're all doing right. it. All right.
Do you know anything about?
No. Sorry. Sorry, no, sorry.
Full stop. About Carl Jung. Do you know who Carl Jung is?
I know who Carl Jung is. I know Carl Jung is a spell with a J.
Yeah, Jung.
Not Carl, but Jung.
Yeah.
And I know he's a psychologist.
Yeah.
I know there's like, it's symbolism and stuff like that, right?
Symbolism.
I don't
yeah.
remember much more than that.
So in order for me to tell you what I need to tell you about Carl Jung and why I'm talking about him, we need to talk about Sigmund Freud for like a quick minute. So Carl Jung and Sigmund Freud were like really close friends and they worked together a lot. They were like contemporaries. And then they had this like really salacious falling out, which we're not going to talk about now, but you should look it up because it's really interesting. But Freud had this theory of self called the iceberg theory. Do you know that theory?
No, okay. No.
There's a lot we can talk about Freud in terms of this theory of self, but he said that we essentially are metaphorically all icebergs floating in this ocean. And the tip of our iceberg is what we're choosing to show the world around us, right? So we're showing the world around us just this little bit of our persona, and everything else like sits below the surface in our subconscious.
Like Ace of Base.
Like Ace of Base.
I don't know. Sorry. I don't know where you're going with this. I'm going.
Stay with me.
Okay. I'm with you.
So we are all metaphorical icebergs floating in this ocean. And then Carl Jung had this idea of the collective unconscious, that if we all have an unconscious, a subconscious part to us. That
yeah, this is familiar.
Right?
Yeah.
But Carl Jung said, we're all interconnected. So he said, yeah, Freud, cool. We're all icebergs. We're all floating in the ocean. But what if we're all floating in the same ocean? And what if there are like invisible threads running between us that we just don't cognitively understand, but they're just there subconsciously happening?
Like this is symbolically or actually invisible threads?
Like kind of, we can think of it now as symbolically. He kind of thought he was really spiritual.
So
as
this
a psychologist,
is for him, there's a metaphysical element. This is not just
yes.
a visualization technique for our shared human experience. He's thinking of this actually as really happening.
Yes, he thinks of it as like a shared energy. And we notice that, like if you go into a room and like the vibe is off, you know, that feeling that you go into a space and it feels weird. Carl Jung would say that is like something's happening in the collective unconsciousness in that space, that shared unconsciousness. So the reason I started thinking about that with Ace of Base is because of their song, I Saw the Sign. And I started thinking about Carl Jung and his like signs and symbols, which, as you mentioned, was a really big part of his theoretical motif, right? These different signs and symbols. And I was wondering, you know, a question for you is, do you feel like the universe is trying to tell us things that we just don't have the sense to understand yet? Do you think that the universe is giving us signs to point us in the right direction?
I saw the sign and it opened up my eyes. Like, do I think?
That's what I was thinking about. It's
good
a big question. It's a big question.
This is like, you're asking me to talk about God on a music podcast.
Well, no, it's not God, but like spirituality or interconnectedness. Like even little things. Like the other day I was thinking of my best friend and then she called me up 10 minutes later. Like little things like that.
We've all had those moments where like you're dreaming of a song and then the radio turns on when you wake up, the alarm, and it's the same song. Like some of that is, what is it called? Like selection bias or something.
Sure,
there's some kind
of
a perceptive bias. You know, I think of my brother often enough. One of these days, he'll probably call me right after I think of him. Or I think of your sister often enough. One of these days. No, probably not. She probably won't call me.
No, she probably won't.
So, yeah. Do I believe? I think I don't believe in signs.
Really?
I think I'm too rational. I think it doesn't matter whether they're real, though, because what matters is if you perceive them. And I don't mean if somebody who believes in them perceives them. I mean, even me. I don't believe there's a force. Putting aside even religion or whatever and those beliefs, just like, oh, well, this sign means I need to take that job. I could totally go on a job interview and a walk back to the train or whatever, and a song comes on that cheers me up, or I see the fall foliage and I go, wow, this is such a beautiful world. I really do want this job. And that's a sign, but I don't know that it came from anything.
Sure.
But I think that's an effective actual stimulus to even somebody who might be kind of skeptical like me.
Sure. And we call that, you said selective bias earlier, which isn't entirely correct. What we would call that is a confirmation bias.
Confirmation. There it is.
Like
yeah.
you're looking for validation. You're looking for someone to say like, you are on the right track. Like, and they always say like, oh, just give me a sign. And then like, anything happens and people are like, oh, that's my sign, right?
Well, stuff happens. So of course something's going to happen, right?
But Carl Jung said it's more than that. Like, there have been a lot of scientific studies about collective unconsciousness. One specifically had to do with crossword puzzles, that they gave a group of people today's crossword puzzle and people had like maybe a 50% solve rate, right? For example. But then they gave them all a crossword puzzle that was solved 2 weeks ago or was issued 2 weeks ago, and the success rate went up. Like, people had an easier time coming up with the answers of crossword puzzles that were previously solved. And to layer Jungian theory on top of it, it's because like the answers were already kind of out there in the universe and people kind of absorbed them subconsciously. So maybe it's all bullshit, but this idea of I saw the sign and it opened up my eyes, it kind of got me following this thread of Jungian thought. So that's my psychological soapbox. But I'm really eager.
Okay.
Yeah, it's wild. It's wild stuff.
You started us off. We got a tonal setting. You know, I didn't think this would come back, but I think Ace of Base themselves saw the sign. And I think I've cracked the code for what it is.
What?
And it's not their name. It's not Motorhead. It's not Nicole learning who Motorhead is.
It's like unbelievable.
Today. But we'll get there.
Engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, everybody. So The Sign by Ace of Base, their biggest hit for sure. Swedish pop group, reggae pop group, reggae dance pop group, if those three things go together. Does that, from what you know, just from previous musical experiences you've had, previous conversations with me, does that sound major or minor to you?
It sounds major.
Yeah, super happy.
Super happy.
Bright. Mm-hmm. Listeners, sometimes I talk about major and minor. These are two different kinds of keys, two different kinds of collections of notes. This is a major scale of notes. And that is the kinds of notes we get in this song, right? This is different from a minor collection of notes, a minor key, a minor scale. Yeah?
Yeah.
Follow?
Yeah,
all right.
This
song is for sure in major, and it's bright, it's uplifting, it's lovely, poppy. What about the little synth riff everybody remembers? Major or minor?
I think that's hitting like a minor.
That's totally minor. Mm-hmm. Compare the sounds. Two. The first one's in G major. The little synth hook is in G minor. This band is switching between parallel keys. You were talking about psychology and metaphysics. I was wondering if you were going to start talking about parallel universes, because that actually would totally be on point. This song switches from G minor to G major and then back a few times back and forth. That is pretty weird.
I was going to say, is that Ace of Base is such a distinct sound. Like, you hear any Ace of Base song and you're like, that's Ace of Base. And I wonder if it's because of this, because not a lot of people are doing this.
Did you listen to the end of the podcast before we got there? Because you're foreshadowing a little bit. Yeah, this is a weird thing. And
it's
Ace of Base kind of does it. Look, there's some other examples. There's actually a bunch of examples of other artists doing it. I'll just play you a couple later. But yeah, they're switching between G major and its parallel minor, G minor. Mm. When I say that word parallel, what I mean is they're both G. So like, if G is your key, the parallel keys within G are G major and G minor, right? That's actually weird, because if you think about the notes in those scales and in those keys, there's three notes they have different from one another. They're not actually, musically speaking, three notes is a long way away. If you wanted to jump from major to minor, which super common even in pop songs, I'm sure we'll talk about it later, you would not go from G major to G minor. You would go from probably G major to E minor or something for reasons we could talk about later. That's called the relative minor. We won't go there. This parallel minor thing, going from here to here, pretty weird and pretty uncommon, but also kind of cool. You can hear the transition between these at the end of the riffy part leading into the beginning of the verse, going from minor to major. It's kind of a weird sudden, whoa.
Yeah.
We're happy now.
And you wanted to, like, it feels like a key change, but it doesn't change key there.
Well,
right?
it changes key, but it changes to the different version of the same key. So it's like if I left the room and my evil twin walked back into the room. It's the same guy, but he's evil inside.
Evil.
Or am I the evil twin and he's the good twin? I don't know.
Did I miss
it? So we're changing key, but not changing the root of that key, the tonic note, we call it. So it's pretty weird. So we get these two chord progressions that even if we cut out all the melody and stuff, they're just so different. That's what's playing during the chorus in the verse. This is what we get during the synth riff. It's this sort of dark, cool, it's beautiful with that cool, fluty riff, but completely different with this sort of upbeat, poppy, you know, lyrics that they're using. And then I find this one of the most memorable parts of the song, this, but where do you belong question, which, by the way, it was only when I was preparing for this podcast episode that I even understood the words she's saying. Mm. But this part is always so haunting to me. No one's gonna drag you up.
I love it.
That, but where do you belong? That double tracked sort of ghosty vocal. I don't know if it's one of the singers double tracked or both the lead singers singing together, but it switches to minor in that exact moment. We've got major at the end. We're about to go to minor, but where do you belong? That's one of the minor notes she gives it to us.
Mm. No one's gonna drag you up to get into the light where you belong. But where do you belong? You know what? I do have to say, and if you're listening, obviously you can't see, but I need to point out that Mark has a sweater on right now that has parallel lines on it. And he's talking about parallel chords, and we're talking about seeing signs and this collective unconscious, and the universe is telling us all these things. And I think that that's part of it.
I knew I was going to talk about this, so I put on the
Did
parallel
you really?
Lines. That's right.
What?
I must have.
What?
No,
a
no, not,
nerd.
not on purpose. The other thing about that, talk about nerd, but where do you belong? That line, this is such a happy, uplifting song, but that line is kind of dark. This is like, talking about, like, I saw the sign to leave you.
Yeah.
You were a bad partner. No one's going to drag you up, lead you into the light where you belong. But where do you belong? Is she talking to the former partner? Like, you can't be raised up. You can't be dragged into the light. You're too far gone. And there's this dark, but where do you belong? That brings us back to the minor synth riff. Hearing that line that I really think about what the song is even saying. You know, it's sort of just blah, 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 gibberish to me, kind of like pop, poppy, good, you know, catchy words. I saw the sign as a great line.
Yeah.
But something about that moment. So, all right. I said that this is not totally unheard of. The parallel minor key change, which people, by the way, modulation is another word for that. If you want to impress your friends or make them run away screaming, don't say key change. Say modulation.
Yeah, that sounds smarter.
The move from G to G minor, G major to G minor, that's a parallel move. Pretty uncommon compared to other moves, but there are some songs where you hear it.
But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down and the eyes in his...
So D minor there. That is, of course, The Fool on the Hill, 1967, The Beatles. Here's the verse.
Day after day, alone on a hill.
D major.
Yeah.
And it just sort of switches. There's not a lot of fancy transition. It just happens. Another classic, this one from a little later, 1983. I'm Still Standing, Elton John. Here's the chorus.
Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid.
Also in the movie Sing. That we talked
also
about.
Also in the movie Sing came up in another one of our podcasts. That's right.
Wow. Looking at those
listeners,
threads.
Not sure which episode aired first, but spoiler alert, if you haven't heard that, we talk about Sing.
This invisible thread, man. Yeah.
So A minor, that chorus hook part, A minor. Here's the verse. Guess what? A major.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide.
Want one more example, Nicole?
Yeah, I do.
She's going to get you all that she wants. Here's another baby. She's gone tomorrow, boy. All that she wants is...
It's Ace of Base again.
Ace of Base.
They love it.
Second biggest hit from that same album, All That She Wants. This song also does the exact same move, though sort of in a different direction. In The Sign, the verse and choruses are both in major, and the little synthy hook is in minor. Here, the verse is in major, but the synthy hook and the chorus are both in minor. So you just heard something in C sharp minor, which is, of course, a minor key.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to get our cool synth riff later in the song. Also in minor.
This song is so weird.
Oh, yeah?
Don't you think?
Tell me about it.
The lyrics in the song are so dark and weird and like problematic.
Well, because it's like a predatory woman almost, like a femme fatale, which is kind of maybe not a thing, like kind of a thing.
We never see that as a convention unless you're like a Catwoman vibe. But like it definitely is darker. And I think that this modulation...
Well,
is that right?
Nicole, you haven't even heard the modulation yet.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait for it.
I like the trust that you think there is a modulation coming.
Well, because I think that they're so formulaic in their songwriting. I do.
Formulaic by doing very weird things.
Yeah, but like they have a brand.
Let's take a listen. Here's the verse, which is in C sharp major.
Okay.
Once you woke up late in the morning light, and the day had just begun, she opened up her eyes and thought.
And then remind yourself what the hook sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got this minor groove, very much C sharp minor, moving to its parallel major. In this case, they're actually really similar chord. It's almost the same chord progression, just translated into major. And you're saying these lyrics are dark. I think that tension is real and palpable on some level. I would say, though, that tension's palpable, but both the verse and the choruses of this song, one in major, one in minor, they both talk about this woman on the prowl. So it kind of doesn't align. It's not like, ooh, when she's doing bad things, it's minor. And no, they just sort of like, this is their thing. They like, especially the synth catchy riff, to be in minor. And then the verses, they love them in major. Parallel major.
And you're saying bad things, and I'm going to challenge that because is it a bad thing for a woman to be on the prowl?
It is 0% a bad thing if there are consenting adults participating. The perspective of this song is viewing it as a bad thing.
Yeah, like it's this woman on the prowl that's trying to become impregnated. Like she wants another baby.
And I think she's baby. Just gonna, yeah. No, there's interviews with them. Keep in mind, these are Swedish pop singers.
So maybe there's like a translation.
I don't know.
Thing.
I think they wrote the song in English, but the intention was baby in the pop song version of baby.
Oh.
Not she's not looking for the seed of unwilling.
That's what I was thinking.
She's not like a demon. What would it be? A succubus or whatever? I think she's
that.
Just gonna take advantage and love and leave. I could be wrong, but I found a quote where one of the guys in the band one of the co-authors said, "Oh no, baby it's meant romantically."
Oh, that really ruins it for me.
It ruins it for you?
I thought like she didn't want to go through IVF because it's too expensive. So she just like tried to find a one night stand so she can have a baby because she wanted to be a mom.
Over and over again, apparently.
Sometimes it takes, it takes some time sometimes.
So. I think this becomes Ace of Base's thing. What do I mean by that? I mean switching between the major and the minor of the same tonality. So here's another example. But don't turn around. Okay, this is their third biggest hit, right? Don't Turn Around. Also from the same album. And guess what? There's a synth riff in minor. But I won't let you know.
I won't let you know. Yeah, I mix up I mix up these songs so much. And I think that this is probably why, because they all sound the same.
Because they're similar. Now there's something different here. The prediction based on the whole point of this podcast is the verse is going to be in major, right? If you want to leave, I won't beg you to stay. And it totally is in major, but. Here's the chorus and the riff, B minor. The verse, D major, not B major, not the parallel major. Ace of Base, what'd you do?
They switched their formula.
They have forsaken us. This was, to be clear, not as big a hit as either The Sign or All That She Wants. But here's the thing. This isn't their song.
What?
This is a cover. I had no idea this was a cover. This is like very frequently covered, but I guess being the age I am, I, of course, heard this when I was a middle schooler or whatever it was.
Who sang the original song? Do you have a clip of it?
So the original song is written by Albert Hammond and Diane Warren. The first version, a B-side of Tina Turner's. Don't turn around, I don't want to see you cry. What? Just walk away, tell me apart that you're leaving. I'm letting you go.
But I won't let you know. It's so good. And they still have that synth piece in there, too, a little bit, which is cool.
It's so different, though.
I love it.
This is in major. That section is 100% in major, whereas the Ace of Base version, they pull the chorus into minor.
Diane Warren's like a machine, right? Isn't she? Like, she's prolific.
Totally. So much like pop, especially the power ballads like this one.
Yes.
So the thing is, this version is in major. It stays in major the whole time. None of this key change thing. And to be clear, Tina Turner's not the only version. There's a Neil Diamond version of this from 91.
Oh my gosh.
But I think the one that Ace of Base heard that inspired them to do their version is probably the Aswad version. Aswad, the British late 80s reggae group. Don't turn around. I don't want to see me crying. Just walk away. It's telling me about that you're leaving. I'm letting you go.
And I won't let you know. That doesn't have as much depth as the Ace of Base version. And for me, for some reason, it seems very like surface level. And Tina Turner's version is so gritty just because her tonality is just so
gritty. She's rocking.
Just awesome.
I think the vibe, the like groove of the Aswad version and the Ace of Base is almost the same, but Ace of Base gives it that minorness. So I feel like, because remember, this is not the parallel key. This is the relative key, which is an easier key change to do. The original version of the song doesn't have a key change at all, at least between those sections. I think Ace of Base went, guys, we have to go from major to minor in this song. And they said, but the song doesn't. Let's make it happen. And they went with the easier key change to pull off so as to not ruin the song. Whereas the Ace of Base trademark does the weirder key change, the parallel key change.
You know, Mark, if you want to sound smart, you should use the word modulation instead of key change.
Well said, Nicole. You win. No, that's you're exactly right. Listeners, accept my apology. I do very much want to sound smart. Nicole, can I spin a conspiracy theory?
Please. Okay. I'm very into it.
The album that all three of these Ace of Base songs come on is called The Sign. Right. And these key changes don't happen on every song. They have other minor hits on this album. They have that song Living in Danger. That song, minor hit in the US. That song didn't have a key change. Maybe that explains why it was only a minor hit. Sorry, a modulation. I got to please the people. But anyways, this album get this, is the second version of this album. In 1992, they released this album called Happy Nation. The first single is Wheel of Fortune, the second, which doesn't do much. The second single, All That She Wants, hits. It hits in the US. It hits in Sweden, certainly. What does All That She Wants have? It's got the parallel modulation.
Sure.
I'm imagining, here's my conspiracy theory. The band meeting. They go, Ace of Base, how are we going to hit in the United States? All That She Want did it. What do people like about All That She Want? Do they like the vocals? No. Do they like the beat? No. Do they like the reggae groove? No. They like the modulation. That's what they like. We need to re-release Happy Nation with all the same songs, except we're going to add a few new songs. What are those songs? The Sign has the parallel modulation. What is another one of those songs? Don't Turn Around. They force a modulation in when the original version by Hammond and Warren does not have the modulation. What happens? Both those songs hit. I think Ace of Base figured out this was their thing as they were about to break.
Yeah.
And it worked. And guess what? They never had as big hits as those three songs.
No. And tons of albums. Like, they were banned for a long time, but you know these songs.
You know these songs. And I know they had, like, Beautiful Life, and they have the cover of Cruel Summer, the Bananarama tune.
Sure, yeah.
And those were reasonably successful, I think maybe top 20 hits, but this album was everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I think Ace of Base lost their way when they stopped doing the really kind of out of nowhere moves from major to minor.
And I love how they had to change the name Happy Nation for a U.S. audience. So they're not happy over there.
Yeah.
Like, gotta we gotta keep it simple.
Gotta call it The Sign as the one song everybody will forever remember.
I'm thankful for it.
So just a crazy theory of a band meeting that probably never happened. Last thought. Why are Swedish people so good at pop music?
I don't know. They're great at making those fish.
The Swedish fish?
Yeah.
Not the, like... Not the Scandinavian ice fish that's like covered in salt.
No, I was thinking
salt.
Of like the Red 40 fish.
I like Swedish fish too, but think about it. ABBA.
So chewy. Yeah.
Ace of Base. Max Martin, the producer. Yeah. Avicii. The Cardigans.
Yeah. What about the Moody Blues?
No. Tuvalu. No, Moody Blues are very British. These are all Swedish. Why are they so good at pop? Is it the cold? Do they just have to hang out together and write catchy
tunes?
Don't
they have
like
not a lot of sunlight?
Maybe in the winter, maybe
the winter,
they
so
or maybe
dark.
They write all the good songs during the summer solstice when it's never
so
night.
Bright. Yeah, never
when
night.
It's day. I don't know. I mean, is it just the temperature? Is it the fish? Is it the salted fish? Is it the Swedish fish? Is there something about the long winter or the long sunny
that makes
in
them
the summer
so good
that makes them either huddle together for warmth or free to be out in the fields and the fields. I don't know anything about the topography
the
of Sweden. The fjord is a fjord. Fjord's a thing. I don't know what that means, though.
Like a fjord is like an inlet, like a cliff and inlet, like on Frozen.
I think in the middle of June or whatever, when the sun doesn't set for 3 weeks or whatever, and you're at the fjord and you're looking, there's something about that that just calms the mind and gives you pop hook after pop hook.
And like this intersection of like major minor that I think is that's really representative of like it's so dark or so bright. And there's like that tension between they like exist in two ecosystems as Swedish people.
Like, yeah, I wonder. Yeah, the major and minor. The extreme north of this world is a land of extremes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Really cold, really dark winters. Pleasant but extremely bright and sunny summers.
Yeah.
And
just like that great Swedish band Extreme.
The legendary American band Extreme. Legendary Swedish/American hair metal band Extreme.
I just think the videos for these songs, you gotta be watching these videos because it is just like, wow, what a time capsule of like 90s pop music. Especially in The Sign, like she, like the singer, like belts like the first note of that song is just her, like in this random.
If you want to leave.
No, she just starts off just with like just tonality.
Oh, that's the wrong song. It's the wrong song. These seriously all run together
for
me.
They do. And I think that's really interesting with Ace of Base that they're not like distinct. They're distinct for who they are. Like, you know, an Ace of Base song, but you can't, they're so similar. Like, they all just sound the same. Then it's not until you start kind of digging into it the way we are here that you start realizing how distinct, and it's just the lyrics that make them distinct, but like the way they sound is really universal for Ace of Base.
Nobody sounds like Ace of Base, but Ace of Base always sounds like Ace of Base.
Yeah. And I think that that's like their brand.
That's musical style.
Well, there you go.
They take it all the way to the bank. I'm sure they're still enjoying the Happy Nation / The Sign royalties.
They should call them Ace of Bank.
Nevermind the Music is hosted by me, Nicole Vatcher, and Mark Pompany. Mark also produces our podcast. Please be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating and review.
Let us know what you think on social media. We're at Never Music Pod on all the major platforms. You can also send us an email at nevermusicpod@gmail.com. Every so often, we'll do a mailbag episode where we'll answer your burning questions.
Thanks for listening.
The wheel of time turns, and ages come and pass, leaving memories that become legend. In one podcast, called The Lorehounds by Some, a weekly recap with tons of analysis, two Wheel of Time superfans will lead you through a world of powerful magic, tricky prophecies, and cutthroat politics. Join me, John, and my co-host Alicia for weekly coverage of Season 3 by searching your podcast app for The Lorehounds. Dovyandi sitova segain. It's time to roll the dice.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.